the world. BEFM 부산 영어 방송.
During the span of 1,023 days, from August 18, 1950, 2 months after the Korean War had begun, until August 15, 1953, when the Korean government was re-established in Seoul, the city of Busan had served as the provisional capital. The president and government officials, soldiers and civilians had all made their way down to Busan to avoid the war. A city of 400,000 quickly turned into a city of a million. Since then, 8 places, which include the Provisional Government Building, the Busan Modern History Museum, and the UN Memorial Park, have been listed as UNESCO World Heritage Sites. In 2025, the list of World Heritage Sites will be finalized by UNESCO. Korea, one of the last remaining divided countries in the world, and the city of Busan, once the provisional capital, still value and send out that same message of peace. This campaign is brought to you by BEFM, Busan 영어 방송.
Doing BEFM's listeners, this is Busan's only English radio station, BEFM Busan 영어 방송, call letter HLSX. You can hear BEFM on 90.5 MHz and 103.3 MHz in Gijang, Jeonggwan, and Noksan. The station's output is 1 kilowatt. The station is broadcasting in Busan metropolitan area as well as parts of Changwon and Gimhae area. BEFM Busan 영어 방송 provides entertaining and educational information for Koreans and foreigners living and traveling in Busan. Our station's purpose is bringing the foreign community and the local Busan community together. By providing top quality service, we hope to make a difference on the lives of our listeners. BEFM follows regulation and guidelines of the Korean Communication Standard Commission. Song Hyun-suk is in charge of programming and production as a director of Busan English Broadcasting. Ha Jung-wook is in charge of advertisement as the executive manager of administrative at project office. Thank you for starting your day with BEFM Busan 영어 방송.
The time is now 5 o'clock.
Please be informed that all the programs you hear now are reruns that were aired yesterday. Time in hours, minutes, and seconds mentioned in the program do not reflect the current time.
All-Star English. Did you know that today marks the official start of winter? 오늘이 입동입니다. So 입동 is the day that officially welcomes the cold season here in Korea. And traditionally, people in Korea prepare for winter by eating warm, hearty foods like 김장 김치 or 파치루떡 or 추어탕. You know, there's something comforting about seasonal food. You eat well, you stay warm, and hopefully you get to make this November a month where you do what you love one step at a time. 여러분의 이브닝 영어 친구, All-Star English 지금 출발합니다. Hello, hello, and TGIF. 여러분, happy, happy 금요일. You are tuned in to All-Star English, and I'm your everyday star, Minsoo Shin. Hello, hello, and welcome. So as I said, today officially is the start of the cold season here in Korea.
네, 저희들이 느낀 건 이제 추운 계절은 이미 시작됐고 한참 됐다라고 하는 분들도 있는데 달력 보면요.
If you look at the calendar, today is officially 입동. 네, 입동이라고 하는데요. So this is the day that marks the start of the winter season here in Korea. So it's the season when the air gets crisp and we start craving warm and hearty meals. So traditionally here in Korea, people prepare for winter by making kimchi. 김장 김치라고 하죠. They also eat 파치루떡 and 추어탕, right? I'm not a big fan of 추어탕. Also, 과메기 is supposed to be in season. 과메기 is semi-dried herring or Polack. So November is also a month full of delicious seafood. So you have mackerel, 고등어, you have oysters, 굴, scallops, 가리비. You know, they're all in season right now. Fruits are also in season. Fruits like persimmon, 감, 유주, 유자, and 할라봉, the Jeju, right, the Jeju orange. Because these are all rich in vitamin C, it could help you keep colds away.
네. 다 맛있는 것 같은데, 뭐, 여기서 제가 좋아하는 것을 고른다면, 할라봉, 진짜 킬러거든요. 저, 그리고, 고등어, 이건 밥도둑이잖아요. 진짜, 밥만 고등어만 있으면, 진짜 하루 챙일 먹을 수 있습니다, 저는.